approaching the midway mark of the regular season, and every win puts a few more pieces together for the playoff run. Good evening, folks, and welcome to another broadcast presented by WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's game, and alongside me is a true professional, even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast.
Hey, thanks, Clark. It's good to be back after my two-week lapse there.
Dave Hansen could not join us last week in Gaylord, Michigan, so Mike Meiser filled the shoes quite well, and I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Mr. Mike Meiser. In that game, we saw two multi-talented teams go head-to-head, but when the cards started to fall, Menominee had a stacked deck against Harbor Beach.
Menominee provided a great task for Harbor Beach, and even though Harbor Beach took the loss, it actually is a good thing, Clark. They will become more prepared for the playoffs, battle-tested.
Harbor Beach started out on a 19-0 hole in the first 7 minutes of the game, but started to rally for the remainder of the first half. But with less than a minute left in the first half, Menominee intercepted an Eli Kraft pass and later punched it in for a score with 3.2 seconds left in the second quarter.
That was a tough score, and it's hard to say that a game was over in the first half, but that was definitely a nail in the coffin. Harbor Beach lost all momentum at that point and left themselves with a hole that was too deep to climb out of.
Harbor Beach was led offensively by star player Eli Kraft. He carried the ball 25 times for 71 yards and two touchdowns. Passing, he was 17 for 29 for 217 yards and one touchdown, but also did throw two interceptions, one which was returned for a defensive touchdown by Menominee.
Those stats look good, except for the two picks, Clark. The Menominee did win that turnover battle and ultimately the game. But outside of Eli Kraft, offensively, Coach Schelke would have liked something from anyone else to help with the offense and scoring some points.
The next highest rusher for HB was DJ Ridner, who carried the ball six times for a total of 13 yards. When we return on the WLEW Sports Game of the Week, we will turn our attention to tonight's area action, and later we'll break down the Game of the Week, Cass City at Bad Axe, in week number four. It's all coming up on WLEW Sports.
In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process? Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com. Let an auto owner's independent insurance agency have your back, so when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler? Check. Chips? Check. Hot dogs? Check. Your Cass City Redhawks hoodie? Check. Insurance? Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance and Thumb Insurance Agency. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Call Thumb Insurance Agency agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Conceive Wing invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT crew cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular Network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing, Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
With insurance, it's not about the cost, it's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey, and when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want,
but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
Summer vacations are all but over, but the hot savings for your next new vehicle continues here at More Motor Sales in Carroll. Hi, Bill Jackson here to remind you that you need to hurry in because our dwindling supply of 2013 Chrysler Town & Countries still have tremendous rebates on them. Stop in. Remember, we are the minivan capital of the thumb. Pickup truck buyers, we have the largest selection of F-Series trucks in the three-county area with rebates and discounts up to $10,000. So hurry in. The savings continue right here at More Motor Sales, M81, just west of Cairo.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has Crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and services. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mountain boar, sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Find multi game feeders, trail cameras by multi, and cutback tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Mark your calendars for Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, September 28th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Special one-day only open house pricing, that's Saturday, September 28th. Get into the action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Tonight's broadcast of WLAW Sports Football is being brought to you by the Thumb Insurance Group, More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and M25, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, More Motor Sales, Rainey's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Michigan, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb of Michigan, Kodak Radar and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Saginaw Valley State University, Ball Equipment of Sandusky in Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Thumb Siler, the talk of the Thumb, McVeigh Insurance Agency. Sailor and internet phone services are for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network. Clark Ramsey with Dave Hansen here today up in the booth as Bad Axe takes on Cass City. Bad Axe's first home game of the year. And folks, let me tell you, we're just lucky to be on air. The radio station this morning is actually struck by lightning, so we are simulcasting on both AM and FM at the moment. So we are able to get this broadcast up and running. We thank you for our tardiness today. Dave Hansen and I are joined in the booth today by our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and our Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, on what is turning out to be a beautiful night for football. We'll get to that in just a second. We'll get to the game of the week in a hot second, but right now let's look at eight-man football going on tonight. Deckerville and Cardinal Mooney. Mr. Hansen, what do you have for that?
I'll take Deckerville on that one, Clark.
Deckerville, of course, coming off the 2012 eight-man state championship. Dryden at North Huron.
I'll take the home team, North Huron.
Considering Dryden dropped out of 11-man and is now an eight-man, they had to forfeit to USA because of that. Kingston at CPS.
I'll take CPS at home.
Owen Gage at Akron Fairgrove.
I'll take Owen Gage.
Taking Owen Gage. And then, of course, there's one eight-man game going on tomorrow, Lawrence and Peck.
I'll take Peck.
I'm going to take Larry. Other games tonight, we had three men on the field. Now Bay City, All Saints, and Vassar.
Vassar at home.
Vassar, of course, coming off a loss to Lakers last week. A very hard-fought game, but when it came down to it, the T formation as well as the